Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. One of Donald Trump's lawyers recorded a voice memo about his representation with Trump in the classified documents case. How will this help Special Counsel Jack Smith in his investigation? Here's Glenn.
So friends, the New York Times just published a story that is, to use a legal term, mind-blowing. Okay, technically, mind-blowing is not a legal term. But this new reporting involves the revelation that there is another audio tape, but this time not of Donald Trump. This time, it's an audio tape that one of Donald Trump's lawyers, Evan Corcoran, made as a memo to himself about his representation of Donald Trump in the classified documents investigation. And this tape is now in the hands of Special Counsel Jack Smith's federal prosecutors. So I actually want to read a fair bit of the New York Times reporting, and then I want to talk from personal experience about attorney Evan Corcoran, because I worked with Evan at the DC U.S. Attorney's Office. In fact, years ago, we worked a murder case in common. But let's start with the New York Times reporting. Headline, Trump's lawyer's notes could be a key in the classified documents inquiry. M. Evan Corcoran recorded recollections of his legal work last year for Donald Trump. The recording is now in the hands of the prosecutors, unnerving some aides to the former president. And that article begins, turning on his iPhone one day last year, lawyer Evan Corcoran recorded his reflections about a high-profile new job representing former President Donald Trump in an investigation into his handling of classified documents. In complete sentences and a narrative tone that sounded as if it had been ripped from a novel, Mr. Corcoran recounted in detail a nearly month-long period of the documents investigation, according to two people familiar with the matter. Mr. Corcoran's narration of his recollections covered his initial meeting with Mr. Trump in May last year to discuss a subpoena from the Justice Department seeking the return of all classified materials in the former president's possession. It also encompassed a search that Mr. Corcoran undertook last June in response to the subpoena for any relevant records being kept at Mar-a-Lago, Mr. Trump's private club and residence in Florida. He carried out the search in preparation for a visit by prosecutors who were on their way to enforce the subpoena and collect any sensitive material found remaining there. Government investigators almost never obtain a clear lens into a lawyer's private dealings with their clients, let alone with such a prominent one as Mr. Trump. A recording like the voice memo Mr. Corcoran made last year during a long drive to a family event is typically shielded by attorney-client privilege or work product privilege. But in March, a federal judge ordered Mr. Corcoran's recorded recollections, now transcribed onto dozens of pages, to be given to the Office of the Special Counsel, Jack Smith, who is leading the documents investigation. The decision by Judge Beryl Howell pierced the privilege that would have normally protected Mr. Corcoran's musings about his interactions with Mr. Trump. Those protections were set aside under what is known as the crime fraud exception, a provision that allows prosecutors to work around attorney-client privilege if they have reason to believe that legal advice or legal services were used in furtherance of a crime. Judge Howell, in a sealed memorandum that accompanied her decision, made clear that prosecutors believe Mr. Trump knowingly misled Mr. Corcoran about the location of documents that would be responsive to the subpoena. Now, friends, let me read that again. The evidence suggests, quote, Mr. Trump knowingly misled Mr. Corcoran about the location of documents that would be responsive to the subpoena. Friends, that assertion right there, if proven, equals obstruction of justice, a 20-year federal offense. Now, it doesn't surprise me that Donald Trump would lie to his lawyers, that Donald Trump would mislead his lawyers, that Donald Trump would unwittingly enlist his lawyers in his crime of obstructing justice, trying to hide, conceal, secrete classified documents that Trump had stolen from the federal government, was retaining at Mar-a-Lago, refusing to return them even when they were subpoenaed. It doesn't surprise me that Donald Trump lied about all of that. But the result of Donald Trump's lies is an application of the crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege means that Evan Corcoran's tape that he made as a memo to self was directed by the judge to be turned over to the prosecutors. Friends, imagine that. The article relates that Evan Corcoran is on a long drive and he is making a recording to himself. Presumably, that recording has his innermost thoughts and experiences about representing Donald Trump. One has to believe he was being candid, he was being honest, he was being complete, he wasn't pulling any punches, never dreaming that that tape, that audio recording, would ultimately be listened to by prosecutors. Now, let me talk just for a minute about Evan Corcoran. I worked with Evan at the DC U.S. Attorney's Office in the 90s into the early 2000s. We even had a case in common, a homicide case. He and another colleague tried a particular homicide defendant. The case hung. Thereafter, I assumed responsibility for the case and handled the retrial. So I talked with and coordinated closely with Evan as I was preparing the retrial. And my impressions of Evan from back then was he was a somewhat quiet, thoughtful, circumspect, smart lawyer who typically performed well in court. In fact, I saw him again when he was representing Steve Bannon at Steve Bannon's criminal trial, which I attended, which I covered. And I spoke with Evan during that case. I told him I thought he did the best he could with what he had. Of course, Steve Bannon was convicted, but sadly, unjustly, Steve Bannon is at liberty pending appeal rather than serving the sentence he should be serving. And I thought Evan Corcoran did an admirable job, a respectable job, and a respectful job representing Steve Bannon during that criminal trial. It's a little surprising and a little disappointing that he found himself in a position where he was comfortable certifying that a diligent search of Mar-a-Lago had been made and all classified documents had been returned, when we would later learn that he apparently was not permitted or steered away from searching Donald Trump's office proper, where just a couple of months later, the FBI would obtain and execute a search warrant and find tons of classified documents in Donald Trump's office, indeed in his desk drawers. But according to this New York Times reporting, Donald Trump misled Evan Corcoran about the fact that, you know, all these documents had been returned when clearly they had not been returned. But as a result, you know, Donald Trump suffers the consequences because that audio recording made by Evan Corcoran as a memo to self about his representation of Donald Trump is now in the hands of prosecutors. And friends, I have to believe that will be some important evidence in the future trial of Donald Trump for his classified documents crimes, because there will be a trial. There will be an indictment. Given recent revelations about, among other things, Donald Trump's unlawfully retaining classified documents concerning a possible military strike on Iran, retaining them, waving them around, in a very real sense, disclosing, disseminating some information about them in a meeting to people who had no security clearance, had no right to hear about even one word or the subject matter of that classified document. I absolutely believe that Donald Trump will be indicted for those crimes. I also happen to think June may be the month. In fact, June is likely to be the month. Because justice matters.
Coming up, Evan Corcoran made recorded notes to himself about Trump for future reference in the classified documents case. But there are other reasons to make this type of recording. Glenn explains next on Justice Matters.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The recordings made by Evan Corcoran of his interactions with Donald Trump about the classified documents in his possession will help special counsel Jack Smith. But, as Glenn explains, he may need them to defend himself.
So friends, as something of a follow-up, in which we talked about the revelation that one of Donald Trump's lawyers, Evan Corcoran, made a lengthy audio recording about his representation of Donald Trump, including questions that Donald Trump asked him, legal advice that Evan Corcoran gave Donald Trump, and other matters. Well, there has been one question that I have been asked over and over again. In fact, when I was on air with Jen Psaki, Jen asked me precisely this question. Is that normal? Well, the answer is yes. So friends, the question is why? Why would Evan Corcoran make this lengthy audio recording about his representation of Donald Trump, a sort of memo to self, a memo to the file? To protect himself. You know the saying, no good deed goes unpunished? Well, friends, let me tell you, when you're a criminal defense attorney representing a client in a criminal investigation or in a prosecution, here is what will often happen. That attorney may aggressively and professionally and zealously represent the client. In fact, at trial, that defense attorney might fight tooth and nail, honorably, fairly, but zealously, to try to win an acquittal of the client, to try to get a not guilty verdict. But often the evidence is strong and the client gets convicted anyway. You know what the first thing is that a client will often do after he or she is convicted? They will claim it's the lawyer's fault that they lost the trial. They will file what's called an ineffective assistance of counsel claim. Wasn't my fault because I committed the crime and the evidence was compelling. It was my attorney's fault because he or she didn't do a good job. In fact, he or she didn't do what I told them to do. Now, can you see why it's so important for a defense attorney to have documented everything they did in furtherance of their representation of the client? All of the legal advice they gave based on the information the client presented to them. It is to protect themselves against what is often the inevitable claim of ineffective assistance of counsel. My attorney didn't do the job he should have done. Let's use an example. Let's say that Donald Trump, after he is indicted, and indictments are coming, after he's indicted for the classified documents crimes he committed. What if he said, whoa, 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 my attorney told me I did not have to return the documents. In fact, when we got that subpoena from the grand jury, I asked my lawyer and he said, no, these fall under the Presidential Records Act and anyway, you declassified them and you don't have to give them back in order to comply with the subpoena. Can't you see Donald Trump saying something like this, throwing his lawyer under the bus, looking for any excuse he can come up with to, you know, try to get out from under criminal responsibility? Well, let's look at a short passage from the New York Times article against that backdrop. Quote, in an early scene, and by scene that is part of the audio recording that Evan Corcoran made, his memo to self, in an early scene in his account, Mr. Corcoran describes meeting Mr. Trump at Mar-a-Lago last spring to help him handle a subpoena that had just been issued by a federal grand jury in Washington seeking the return of all classified material in the possession of his presidential office. After pleasantries, according to a description of the recorded notes, Mr. Trump asked Mr. Corcoran if he had to comply with the subpoena. Mr. Corcoran told him that he did. So that, friends, is why defense attorneys make memos to self, memos to file. So when and if the client lies about some aspect of the representation, or when Donald Trump claims Evan Corcoran did or did not give him certain legal advice, Evan Corcoran can pull out that contemporaneous memo, that account of precisely what Donald Trump told him and what advice he gave to Donald Trump. Now, ordinarily, folks, prosecutors don't get to see these memos. We don't come into possession of them because they are generally covered by attorney-client privilege, unless the client is using the attorney in furtherance of a crime. And that's what Judge Howell in federal court in Washington, D.C. ruled. Donald Trump was trying to use Evan Corcoran in furtherance of a crime, and therefore the attorney-client privilege evaporates. It yields. It is extinguished by what's called the crime fraud exception. That's why Jack Smith and his team got to see and hear what's in Evan Corcoran's memos. Now, there's one other circumstance where prosecutors can take advantage of these memos. We can get a hold of them. We can see them. It's when the client makes a claim against the lawyer that the lawyer was ineffective. The lawyer didn't do the job he or she was supposed to do. I told them to, for example, go out and interview these witnesses, and the lawyer didn't do it. And I am now making a formal claim against my lawyer that I got ineffective assistance of counsel. And the Constitution provides everybody a right to counsel under the Sixth Amendment, but not just any old counsel, a right to effective counsel. So when a client lodges a complaint against an attorney and says, my conviction should be thrown out because my attorney didn't give me effective representation, well then, any of these memos that the attorney produced to document the nature of the relationship with the client and the legal advice the attorney provided can be given to the prosecutors. Why? Because we then have to go into court and argue against the defendant's ineffective assistance claim to show that he was properly convicted and that the conviction should stand. It should not be thrown out. He should not be granted a new trial. And under those circumstances, friends, think about it, the interests of the prosecution in protecting and defending the conviction and the interest of the defense attorney defending his or her reputation against these allegations by the client that the attorney was ineffective, constitutionally ineffective, those interests align. And that's why we get those memos, because we need to go in and argue that a motion for a new trial because the defendant was claiming the attorney was ineffective should be denied. That's the other time we get a hold of those memos to file that are generated by defense attorneys. And here's the thing, friends. When we're in a position where we have to defend the defense attorney against a claim by the client of ineffective assistance after the client was convicted, defending defense attorneys against false claims of misconduct, like justice, matters. Friends, hold on tight. Looks like the ride is about to get a little bit wilder, because with the recent reporting and the grand jury returning after basically a month of downtime, the grand jury in the classified documents crimes investigation returning, it looks like Jack Smith may be at the investigative endgame, and it may very well be that we see our first federal indictment of Donald Trump very soon. And we will be here bringing it all to you all day, every day. So friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.